and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based near Geneva. Rebecca is speaking to us this month about active parenting. For more information, you can visit cabernetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, humans have free will and we can't exactly control another human. So, how do we do that with the kids?
Right. So anyone who's had a brand new baby knows that despite your own level of fatigue, your baby doesn't necessarily sleep when you want them to and for the duration of time that you want them to. Very early on, we learned that it's difficult, even impossible, to totally control and master another human being. So when our children's behavior is problematic for us, it's useful to ask ourselves, with a little bit of space outside of the hard moments, what is the purpose of or goal of the child's behavior? In other words, what payoff is their behavior aimed at achieving? So if they're misbehaving, but they're getting a secondary benefit, then that misbehavior is going to be maintained because they're getting something out of it. So we have to kind of take a step back and ask ourselves a few questions. What's going on here? If you like, these kinds of negative behaviors could be responding to basic goals of wanting to belong, wanting to have power, wanting to protect oneself, and the necessity to sometimes withdraw, to have a little quiet time. So we can kind of take a look and see what's at play.
Okay, so what about then little Johnny who won't get dressed, eat breakfast, even when you're trying to rush to school or work and do everything else you need to do in the morning? How do you handle that?
So one way of looking at, okay, is little Johnny in this situation, you know, asking for undue kind of attention-seeking behavior? Has he got everyone wrapped around his little fingers because he won't get in line? That could be a way of him acting out the desire to belong. He wants to reassure himself that he's part of this family unit, for example. Another question to be asked would be, you know, is little Johnny rebelling or acting omnipotently, in which case this would be kind of negative behavior with the intention to try to achieve power, which once again is a natural human, you know, desire and goal is to have power. So a way to kind of redirect that would be to very clearly give little Johnny power in ways that isn't going against either the necessity to put your shoes on and get to school or hurting another person, sibling or parent alike.
So how do you know what goal your child is trying to achieve? I mean, what are they up to? What do they want?
Right. So a way to kind of start asking yourself these questions is to really turn your gaze inward and say, whoa, what is it that I'm feeling? You know, what buttons is your child pushing? When you start to feel yourself getting angry, for example, well, then you know very clearly your child is engaged in a power play with you, because that's anger is a very good indication of that. When you start to feel annoyed, would they just stop it or get off me? Well, then your child is probably engaged in a kind of negative form of attention seeking with the goal of belonging. So kind of having a bit of awareness of your reaction to your child is a great indicator for what might be at play with your child's behavior.
So, okay, what do parents then do? How do you nip that in the bud?
Initially, my suggestion would be to acknowledge their own feelings, that it's absolutely okay to feel anger and annoyance towards your children's behavior, and that is a very good starting point for becoming aware of there's a cycle of conflict. Acting more, for example, and talking less. And what I mean by acting more would be by providing power through the form of choices. They can do A or B, which supports the independence and responsibility of the child. It doesn't extinguish their free will, but rather gives them a framework within which they can express it safely and not against you. Also, to provide logical consequences. So like if they are rowdy in the supermarket, that means the time at the park is going to be less than what was originally planned. Taking care of the caregiver, which means space with oneself, separate from the children, just like children can have some breathing space, playtime by themselves in the room.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks so much indeed. For more information, you can visit Rebecca's website, cabernetweber.net. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.